What do you do if you live in a rural area and you haven't got decent internet connection? Well, one answer is to build your own network and connect yourself. It sounds daunting, but that's exactly what some groups of people are doing. In Lancashire, the biggest group effort so far has started. It'll connect 2,000 homes and businesses by laying more than 150 miles of fibre optic cable. The work's being done by volunteers, and although it's going to cost £2 million, it's a fraction of the commercial cost. Sadly, though, the group won't qualify for any of the £530 million that's been set aside by the government to help rural areas to get online. And the volunteers believe it's because they're refusing to hand over their new network to BT when it's finished. Steve Bleers reports.
High upon a fell side, miles from anywhere down a single unpaved track. You might think having broadband here isn't important, but increasingly the business of farming is done online, from VAT returns to cattle passports.
My name's Carol Brown and I live here at Deep Clue Farm in Littledale near Lancaster.
Right, can we have a look around the farm?
For us, as what we're doing now, doing the meat, we sell a lot of meat online, so obviously we get a lot of orders via the internet, so obviously it's very important. For a holiday cottage business, probably 80-90% of the people inquire via email. Every time we move, say, example, a sheep, it has to have a licence, which has to be done on the internet before it's moved. So, you know, if you lose your connection or you've no service, it's, you know, it's just terrible.
Thankfully, superfast broadband is on its way to Deep Clue Farm and 2,000 other properties in Lancashire's Forest of Bowland. But there isn't a BT engineer in sight. Volunteers are learning to lay the fibre optic cable that will connect them to the web.
Squeeze down. And that's the tube cut. At this point, we need a rounding tool. Can I have one of those rounding tools, please?
They formed a not-for-profit cooperative called Broadband for the Rural North, Barn for short. Local people are being asked to donate their time, lay a metre of cable, and they'll give you £1.50 in shares. Others are being asked to invest between £100 and £20,000. People investing at least £500 are able to claim almost a third of their money back as a tax rebate.
Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Hello,
you okay? Mind if I come in?
Come in, yeah.
Right, fantastic view you've got here.
I think the two go hand in hand, good views and bad broadband. Oh, hi. Yes, I'm Barry Ford, and I'm one of the founder members of the Barn Project, and I'm the person that's responsible for most of the technical design and currently a lot of the project management as well.
I guess some people would say, isn't there money from the government to do this? The government set aside more than £500 million to connect rural properties to the internet. Why aren't you using that money? Why aren't they involved? Why do you have to do it yourself?
Well, the problem is that the amount of money that's available from the government, I mean, it's a vast sum of money, don't get me wrong, but the scale of the problem's even vaster, and the amount of money that's there isn't enough on its own.
I would have thought you would have been a prime target for this money. Are you getting any?
Well, there's about 30 million of that money has been allocated to Lancashire, and what we would have expected would be pro rata, a certain amount of that would come to support the Barn Project, help us with our build-out. So far, we've been completely unable to access any of it. It all seems to be in reserve for BT's build-out of their network, and they're really not proposing to build out anything of any quality out in this last 10%. So it's unfortunate that the county council and the government can't find ways of supporting community groups like us.
The Barn Project claim they've been denied funding because they refused a request to hand over their network to BT once it's complete. In a statement, Lancashire County Council say that's simply not true. They say the volunteers haven't approached the council for any form of funding, although admit they were turned down 2 years ago for money from the Rural Development Programme. Broadband Delivery UK, who manage the £530 million fund for rural networks, say funding is not conditional on handing community networks to BT once they're built. Several miles across the moors is the picturesque hamlet of Abbeystead. It's home time at the village primary school.
My daughter has to stay at school to do her homework.
In the playground, farmer's wife Zoe Longton says their dial-up internet connection at home is painfully slow.
If she doesn't do it at school, the internet connection up here is just too slow. She could be on there for hours.
So your husband Keith has been learning how to lay fibre optic cables and join them together, that sort of thing. Is it complicated?
It won't be to him. he can put his hand to anything. Me, it'd probably baffle me, but yeah, no, he's quite good at things like that, so I'm sure they'll be called upon to do quite a bit.
This isn't the first rural broadband project, but it's perhaps the most ambitious so far. Using volunteers and cutting through farmland, it's costing £1.8 million, about a tenth of the normal cost of laying 150 miles of cable. They're also promising to connect everyone and are hoping it could be a model for the so-called 10%, those communities seen as just too remote to get a broadband connection.
Steve Bleer is reporting from the Forest of Bowland in Lancashire, and we've been hearing